Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some more football. Here on this Total Request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plus for text line, 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, revealing that one in less than an hour. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Divisional playoffs. Divisional round, I should say. NFL playoffs resume on Saturday. Here to talk about that from NFL Network, NFL.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show our friend Jeffrey Chedea. Jeffrey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always here in Baltimore.
No problem. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
All right, Jeffrey, as we spend all week long smooching the rear ends of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, and rightfully so, we tend to forget the two-time defending Super Bowl champions play this Saturday against the Houston Texans in a rematch of that game right before Christmas, won by the Chiefs, obviously. Before we get to Kansas City, where they stand, what about Houston? They were underdogs at home against the Chargers. They come in probably feeling good about themselves. Does this game look a little more daunting than it did, say, a week ago today?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think about the Texans team that the Ravens beat up on the second last week of the season, and they are far from what they were at that point. And I think a big thing is you see their defense playing the way you thought they were going to play, and C.J. Stroud doing some things he hadn't been doing in a while. I'm sure their pride took a hit before last week when everybody was picking them to lose to the Chargers, and they were at home and wanted to show people what they were about. I think there's something to be said for having seen the Chiefs already and having played a game at Arrowhead and not playing as well as you would have hoped, but still having had a chance to win the game. That was an 8-point win for the Chiefs at that time. So, yeah, I think that if the Texans play defense the way they play against the Chargers, this game will be a lot closer than people think.
How are the Chiefs doing health-wise? I know they rested a lot of people in the finale against Denver there, much to the dismay of Bengals fans. It is what it is. But how healthy is Kansas City heading into this first test to retain the championship?
Well, they should be as healthy as they've been in a long time. Chris Jones had a calf strain and didn't play in that season finale against Denver. Patrick Mahomes had that high ankle sprain that didn't seem to bother him, but still, it's a high ankle sprain. He needed to have some rest to get that thing to improve. Some of the guys who were coming back from injury and playing towards the end of the year, like Isaiah Pacheco, their running back, and defensive end Charles Menehue have had time off. And some of the older players, too. Guys like Travis Kelce and DeAndre Hopkins and Joe Thuney are over 30 years old, so they got time away. So I think as much as people talk about them not having over 3 weeks without playing a meaningful game, I think that rest was super important to their three-peat hopes.
Hey, Jeffrey, what do you think about the NFC playoffs?
Well, I think that there are some interesting stories, but I just feel like Detroit is obviously the best team in the NFC, and Philadelphia has the best roster. And it's hard, as well as the Rams and the Commanders played last week, I think those are huge challenges going into those stadiums and winning those games. I think you look at what Detroit's offense can do and how Dan Campbell is coached and how they've played. Even with all these injuries, they're still a 15-2 team. And then the Eagles, even with Jalen Hurts and the questions about, you know, him throwing the football and, you know, what can they do when he's put in that position? Their defense is as good as anything left in the playoffs right now, maybe the best. And I just don't know if the Rams are going to be able to deal with that and Saquon Barkley.
Now, Jeffrey, let's talk about Buffalo, you know, and the Ravens. Can Buffalo stop the Ravens running the ball?
I think they've got a chance to do it for two reasons. One is, you know, much has been made about they didn't have their linebackers, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano, in that game. So I think that will be a factor. But two, I look at how they play the Detroit Lions down the stretch in Detroit, and the Lions probably have the second best run game in the league, or third best, depending on how you want to look at the Ravens and the Eagles. And that game was 14-0 because they stopped the Lions' run game early and got a couple scores. And then it was 35-14 midway through the third quarter. And so that really is the recipe for Buffalo. They have to get ahead, and they have to make Derrick Henry a non-factor. I think they're going to really commit to stopping the run. I feel like Zay Flowers potentially not playing in this game could be a huge deal in terms of how they play coverage on the back end when they're going to be really heavy in the box. But they've got to find a way to get him down. They're not a big defense. They got run over the last time they played, and they know that the only way they're going to win this game, they have other ways, but the best way to win this game is to take Derrick Henry out of it.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that, Jeffrey, is a lot of teams throughout the year, they've tried to do that, especially they come out to start the game, and it's, they put eight in the box, and, you know, we're going to stop Henry. And you know what the Ravens do? They play action pass, and, you know, the Lamar throws for 200 yards, and then Henry runs the second half. You know, so that's – and if they're going to put more people in the box, I think Likely and Andrews are going to have big days.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to be easy. Yeah. it's a strategy. but you're right. That is the that's the huge conundrum the Ravens create for you, because they – look, we all know what happened last year in the AFC Championship game. They learned a valuable lesson for that. It's the reason Derrick Henry is here. And it puts – I thought their game plan going to the Steelers game was really smart, because they got Lamar Jackson moving around a lot in that game. It wasn't just Derrick Henry downhill. It was Lamar Jackson moving around on pass plays, on design runs, and that just creates a whole different dilemma for a defense when that's there. And so, again, the whole game is going to be decided by the line of scrimmage. And I think the best way of dealing with the Ravens' run game is to get ahead and control the football. And that, Buffalo can do that too. Buffalo has had some games where they've really controlled the football, and their offensive line and run game is pretty good too.
Who do you think, let's say Kansas City is going to win, who matches up, who would Kansas City prefer to see, Buffalo or the Ravens?
Well, they want the Ravens. I can promise you that. I was in a bar watching the games last weekend, and I was in a bar for both games, the Ravens game and the Broncos game. And when the Ravens were playing, it was, you know, people were watching it with interest. When the Broncos were playing the Bills, people were devastated every time Buffalo scored. Like, they wanted Buffalo to lose. But it's because they've seen Josh Allen come in the air and play well, and they know Josh Allen beat them this year. I think Lamar, for all his greatness, and I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan, I've defended him for years when people didn't want to give him his just due. He's got to make those plays in the biggest moments, and that's the big thing on his resume that people haven't seen him do. I can promise you that people here in Kansas City do not want to see Josh Allen again, because he beat them last time he played him.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jeffrey, last thing for you. Three rematches coming up. Baltimore-Buffalo, Kansas City-Houston, Philly, and the Rams. Team most likely to reverse the regular season result.
I think it's the Bills. Again, I know we're on a Baltimore station. It's hard. If you ask me this question tomorrow, I'd probably take the Ravens. but I think right now, the Bills, the way they played against Denver, the way they played against the Lions, the way they played against the Chiefs down the stretch, really impressed me. I think there's a false narrative that they're just Josh Allen. And when you really watch them play, they're a very physical team. Their offensive line is very good. They use all their weapons. And their defense probably is better than people give them credit for. And so, yeah, I think that to me is the best game to watch. And I just feel like it's Josh Allen's year. I think they're going to win that game.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network. Jeffrey, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the games this weekend. And hopefully we'll talk to you before the championship weekend.
Yeah. And the Ravens are there, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. We'll let you slide for that one. Just one time, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Chedid. Thanks, man. Jeffrey Chedid, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Look at the schedule for the divisional round. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk about real fantasy football with him. Hey, Todd Monken's interviewing among many for that Bears job. How attractive is the Bears job, and how attractive is Todd Monken maybe filling that spot?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Find out where their shortcomings may have been. But as you mentioned, we've talked about, and you want to get in, now's your chance, everybody, at 410-583-1057. As the Bills' offense is better, the Ravens' defense way better than they were that day.
And Bob, watching that film, if you're the Bills' offense, I'm not even watching that film because it's a totally different defense. You know, different personnel. They use Kyle Hamilton differently. Washington, you know, Williams isn't there. Eddie Jackson's not there. So, yeah, it's totally different. I'm not, if I'm Bill's offensive coordinator, I'm not putting a lot of time into that. Maybe I'm just watching up what we did and how we didn't execute properly.
Josh Allen also, a big story. He and Lamar heading into this game Sunday, 6:30. Second time they've met in the playoffs, and Josh Allen was asked about playing against Lamar, and as you would expect, Josh Allen, hey, I'm cool with this.
That's why you play this game, is to be in moments like these, and you know, our team, we're extremely happy, blessed to be playing and continue playing this game. Again, we're just trying to find a way to go 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're, and I'm sure as hell they're happy that they're playing at home too. I'll guarantee you that. Probably playing the Ravens, you know, a team that beat you 35-10. You gotta be confident, but you can't be feeling good about yourself that, hey, you know, we can kick this team. No, because that team kicked your ass before.
And as we all know, and Nolan, you get in here for this before we get to the phones, the only way Lamar beats Josh Allen or vice versa is by keeping the other one off the field.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen's going to be sitting there watching the Ravens move the ball up and down Rich Stadium or whatever the hell it's called, Highmark now. Josh Allen can't do anything with his jacket on, Nolan, staring at people with that blank stare that he seems to have from time to time.
Right. You want to be the puncher, not the counter puncher. So, like, the last meeting between these two teams, what did the Ravens do? Well, that was the ultimate punch out the gate, right? Right there in the face, 87 yards to the house. Not saying you got to do it in one play, but if you do start with the ball, get that early lead, put the ball in their court. All right, now it's on you. Match us. And we just go back and forth all afternoon.
To that point, coin flip winner does what?
Defers.
Put your knee on the field right out the gate?
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, you know, I just think, Bob, that at the beginning of the game, it's going to be a little feeling out process because Buffalo's going to see a different defense than they saw last time. So, you know, and then, but with Buffalo's defense is, what are you going to do to stop the, what are you doing differently to stop the run? That's going to be the big thing. And if they do nothing differently, they're going to get the crap kicked out of them again. But they're going to do something different because, all right, then, all right, since say they're putting eight in a box, they got an extra linebacker out there. All right, Todd, now what are you going
to
do?
5-8-80-105-7 the fan. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Minnesota. Bring in Sean. Sean, what's happening?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are the both of you?
Excellent.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. So, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be long for someone come. I mean, you know, Todd Monken's not going to be around the Ravens facility much longer. He's too good of a coordinator. My only hope is that we can keep him at least for just one more year. You know, I hope Chicago, Jacksonville, and Carolina get those coaching vacancies filled before.
Carolina's not open. Jacksonville and Chicago. He's interviewed Jacksonville, Carolina, and the Jets are the three.
Cowboys are looking for a new coach.
I know one of those are going to come pilfering our coaching staff. The Ravens are victims of their own success. Now, real quick with Buffalo wanting to run the ball and control the clock. I mean, they had a 40-minute time of possession in their last game. Baltimore had a 39-minute time of possession in their last game. So both these guys want to drain the clock and run the ball. You know, what if it only turns out in the game there being like 10 to 12 drives in the whole game between both teams, considering the amount of time they want to run the ball between both squads? I mean, that would just be crazy. And as far as defense goes, you know, the trifecta of Williams, Eddie Jackson, and whatever Justin Tucker was going through, between those three guys, heck, that cost us maybe four games right there alone. So I'm definitely thinking it's going to be a, you know, different outcome this time with the way that it shapes out defensively.
All right, Sean in Minnesota.
Well, I think it'll be a tighter game. I think it'll be
Hopefully the different outcome wasn't they lose the game.
Right.
But we have Morgan Adsit, Jeffrey Jadea, we've had a couple of our guests that picked the Buffalo Bills to win. And let's be honest, if we're here 10, whenever we get on the air, 10:05 or whatnot, and we're talking about the Ravens losing, I don't think anyone's going to be falling off the chair stunned in disbelief. If they would have lost to the Steelers, we'd all be like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Lose to the Bills, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised. Going to be disappointed, maybe pissed off, but surprised? Absolutely not.
I think the only way you're surprised, Bob, is a couple things. They got beat badly.
Sure, because they don't get beat badly with Lamar.
And if Lamar stunk up the joint, that would be bad. You know.
Well, then the vultures come out.
Yeah, no doubt.
5-8-80-105-7 the Pets. We got a lot to do in regards to the playoffs. Tomorrow, by the way, a guy that's won a couple of playoff games for the Ravens. Matter of fact, was on a Super Bowl champion. Jamal Lewis will be joining us coming up here at 10:30 tomorrow. And then other guests in between as we get you ready for what's happening on Saturday and Sunday. So stay tuned for that. Terps tonight, they're taking on Northwestern. You can hear that game 105.7 the Fan. We'll come back. Mike Harmon's going to be joining us, Fox Sports Radio. And then we're going to go to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2 o'clock. So we got plenty to do. It's playoff week. Ravens are favored on the road against a team that hasn't lost at home all year. What the hell's going on around here?
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan. Girl, it's
crazy. Hey, it's another one of those new edition bands. This was Belle Biv DeBeau.
Oh, I remember this.
Because Bobby Brown went off. He went off and became like his own dude. You, I'd take a course. He branched out. And three of the remaining guys.
What year is this, Bob?
90. I remember this was big on MTV when I used to watch MTV. When I think this 25.
This was at Studi's Lounge in South Bend, Indiana.
That girl was poison. Yeah. Were you dancing around me? trying to mack on them young interns there at the South Bend University, like Rudy. Before we get to the phones, we're tracking down Mike Harmon out there in Los Angeles, where obviously they've had a lot of horrible things happen there, and a loss of life and homes. We're not going to joke about that for sure, so hope everything's cool with Mike. But Houston, Kansas City, Chiefs -8. We just talked about it with Jeffrey Chedia. Game probably should be more competitive than the first one. Going to be 23, by the way, a kickoff at Arrowhead. And we'll do our picks tomorrow, but... You know, unless it's one of those, if they beat themselves, which I don't see happening, Buckers, you know, he hadn't been as sharp since he came back from the knee injury, but Houston would have to, Mahomes ain't throwing four picks like Justin Herbert did last week. Let's just put it that way.
Plus, if you're the Chiefs, what you love is you love a dome team coming into the 23 degrees, like you said, Bob. You know, they're not used to the cold every day playing in the cold. So, and that's, Bob, that game started out not good for Houston.
No.
You know, and then L.A. helped them, you know, get the momentum.
Yeah,
and
near the end of the first half, it all turned.
Yeah, four interceptions. So I don't see Mahomes doing that. I mean, I could see this be a puffy pantser. I mean, the Ravens beat them, what, 36-2?
31-2.
31-2, and it wasn't even that close.
Nope. Then Washington's at Detroit. Total points in this one's 55.5. So odds makers expecting some fireworks in this game. And Washington, to their credit, went to Tampa, beat the Buccaneers as underdogs there, revenging the first game of the season. But that Lions offense, when they're percolating, they could score on anybody. But, hey, Buffalo put 40-plus on them, and you can get to them. But I guess... All things considered, Vinny, defensively, they're as healthy. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson's not walking through the door, but they're healthier than they've been, I guess.
Yeah, and they kind of found they played one of their best games again. The Vikings had a hell of an offense coming in, too. Look at the weapons Vikings offense has, you know, with the receivers and the running game that they had. And Detroit blitzed the heck out of them.
Sunday, we know Baltimore at Buffalo. Ravens 1-point favorites here. Been kind of steady on that line since early in the week. And then the first game Sunday, 3 o'clock, Rams at Philly. Eagles 6-point favorites there. And here are the rematches, by the way. Ravens 35-10 over the Bills in September. Kansas City beat Houston 27-19 in December. And then, of course, Philly beat the Rams 37-20. And we'll talk about who the reverse score will be with our next guest. He's with Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast on the Window Nation guest hotline. He joins us every Thursday. He's our friend and yours. He is Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Another beautiful Thursday. More football in the offing. The Bears have interviewed their 30th coaching hire. Would be higher. I might call in just to see if I can crack a Zoom call and make my case.
Yeah, apparently Dick is next on the docket there for Chicago.
Munkins tomorrow afternoon.
But we were talking about, Mike, the three rematches coming up in the divisional round. Ravens 35-10 over the Bills, Chiefs 27-19 over Houston, and then Philly over the Rams in L.A. 37-20. In your opinion, that's why we're asking, most likely the team that lost the first game to win the rematch?
Well, you know, part of it is the wishing, wanting, hoping for, you know, something a little different and a little bit of chaos is to see what that Houston defense can do after bludgeoning the Chargers a week ago. But I'm going to look at it and I'm going to throw a puncher's chance for the Rams. Kind of the same thing, looking at what that defense did against Sam Darnold. Now, different kind of equation here, and you got to figure out how to stop Saquon Barkley, who ran wild. And, you know, we always use the Hulkamania in the 80s as the reference of things running wild. But, you know, the passing game for Philadelphia, a bit suspect right now. A.J. Brown, how much of reading the book was really a motivational thing versus, he was kind of pissed that he wasn't more involved in the passing game. Jalen Hurts was coming back off of missing almost 3 weeks. So, yeah, a lot of questions there. And for the Rams offense, you know, can Matthew Stafford muster up a little more than just Fukunakua? You see the tight ends. Higbee was in the hospital. It looks like he'll be available, but to what level. He was a big cog in the past and had finally gotten back up to speed. Kyren Williams has been fantastic. So I'm going to go Rams Philly, but you know, I've got that Houston KC game kind of circled as a, all right, let's see what D'Amico Ryans and company can cook up defensively.
Yeah, Mixon's run against them in the playoffs when he was with the Bengals. But that being said, and for the record, I think Kansas City will win. Are we easily dismissing the two-time defending champions? Because I said on the air yesterday, and Mike, as you know, we've known each other almost 20 years. I'm usually wrong. That the winner of the Baltimore-Buffalo game is not even going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Are we easily dismissing a team that's trying to become the first team in the history of the NFL to win three straight championships?
I think it's too easy to push them off, right? Because they find a way. Defense is good. Spagnuolo's got it cooking. Offensively, they've been able to do just enough. And what's curious is this is the year where they tried to make a bunch of moves to bolster the offense. And unfortunately, these guys haven't been able to get on the field, or they've been missing guys for other chunks. But, you know, Father Time may not be kind to Travis Kelce to where he's dominant week after week. But, you know what, come playoff time, they're able to push it back in his general direction. Noah Gray's been a big bump up. Pacheco running the football well right now. And we're these a guy that's been sneaky good for them in spots. So, yeah, I think there's still enough to get there. And part of it, I think, Bob, Vinny, is we get into our fatigue with teams really fast, right? Remember the Warriors, how much everybody loved them, and now they're the worst thing to ever happen to basketball. Same thing with the Chiefs. Like, all right, I'm just tired of them, right? The Patriots had that for a long time, and, you know, whatever you put into Deflategate, Spygate, whatever. But all of that said, you were still intrigued with the Chiefs. I don't know. Do people really hate Taylor Swift that much? Is Patrick Mahomes just not exciting enough? Because his family doesn't really seem to be doing anything to give you any fiery headlines anymore. Hell, his wife just had a baby. She's been out of the spotlight for most of this. So, it's curious. Because Andy Reid seems like one of the most likable guys around. But, yeah, they're just kind of getting pushed off into the background.
Hey, Mike, the anticipated game for Sunday night, you know, with Buffalo and Baltimore, it's going to be there's a lot of interesting things, you know. I mean, how does Buffalo stop Henry is Josh Allen going to have a better game than he did in week 4? What's the crowd going to be? The crowd noise going to be like affecting the Ravens? What do you see in that one?
Yeah, I picked the Bills before the year, right? I have them and the Eagles before the season. So, you know, I can't run away from it now, even though both I think are flawed. And the Bills, fun squad. Defensively, I just have a lot of questions as to whether they'll be able to keep from being bludgeoned. I mean, what Baltimore did to Pittsburgh a week ago, you know, was just a clinic. And here, I'm just going to sun you every damn down and run you over and humiliate you. But for Allen in that offense, it's trying to figure out where the big plays come from. They've got a lot from James Cook, quietly a really solid back for them. But in the receiving game, is there a go-to guy? No. It's usually 17. It's got to, you know, go into the phone booth. There you go, showing my age. Put on the cape and be all a superstar. So for this one, I don't know. But the hard part of it, guys, is the narrative is whoever's the loser, boy, it just gets really bad for them. Right, because of the histories of can't win, can't figure it out, can't go through, and it's the worst of all scenarios. As great as it is that they play each other, it's also one of them goes home and we start hearing that narrative again.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your Flex podcast. Mike, real quick, before Maryland beats up on Northwestern tonight in college basketball gaming and here on 105.7 The Fan, give us some daily fantasy plays, some players that might come in at a reasonable price tag that could be way exceeding performance based on said price tag.
Oh, look at you. A little fantasy action as we get into our divisional round. Let's see. Let me pull up my handy dandy cheat sheet while we're at it. All right, at a price shot, Kareem Hunt for Kansas City. Go a little bit deeper. Gainwell, if they get bludgeoning it and really get that run game going, I think you're going to have to see a few more carries from him to really make that offense multifaceted. Stafford again and C.J. Stroud, I think, are a bit of price shots at the quarterback. They're going to give you the best value at the wide receiver position. How about Zacchaeus to maybe break through for Washington? Then we didn't talk much about that game, but, you know, curiosities. Can they pull off another one score, you know, last second victory? But it certainly gives us some nice intrigue along the way. Brown also probably a pretty good play there. Amari Cooper, don't know what I'm getting, but we'll give it a shot. And at the tight end position, I mentioned Higbee before. How about a little Dawson Knox sneaking out for Buffalo and Parkinson back for the Rams? Hot route, the order of the day. And then let's trust kickers because Gonzalez was on the radar. Let's super toe him a couple of times alongside Elliott. See, we even got kickers in to try to get you some money.
Look at you, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex, Mike. Always appreciate it. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Peace and love, boys. Get a win. We'll talk to you next week.
There's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up here in a minute. But let's get a phone call in before we go to the fun house. Inside Access awaits at 2. Go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. If I had to put money on the game, I would bet on the Ravens even up. But I really think it's a coin flip. And I'd like to get you guys thinking about this. How many Ravens do you think have played in a game when it's going to be as cold as it's going to be Sunday? I mean, that's a real factor, and I think people are kind of looking past that. And also something that Vinny brought up earlier is that James Cook is a hell of a running back. You know, I mean, he's a top five type running back. I mean, the kid is just lightning quick, super tough. He's only a $190, but the guy gets it done, and he's going to beat players around the edge, you know, two or three times, you know, on Sunday. I mean, really is a player to keep an eye on. But the question I had for you guys is with Nolan. I know a lot of people are saying give Willard, you know, time. But Vinny. But Vinny, you were at, you know, Notre Dame 3 years. And football, you got to recruit freaking, you need 40, right? You need 40 guys that can come out and play. Hoops, you need 4 or 5, 6 guys. Vinny, you're there 3 years. You won a national championship. Willard's been here 3 years, and he's still struggling. So I just think, obviously, tonight's a big game, and I just wonder, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but do you guys think Willard's the right guy for the job?
Right. Well, you've asked that question. Thank you, PT, 1,000 times. I think it's still a work in progress. They're trending higher than they've been. He kind of inherited, you know, the Turgeon team from a couple years ago, brought in Jameer Young. Take it to the next level. Last year was an absolute debacle, as we all know, with a lot of Mark Turgeon leftovers. Dante Scott comes to mind. But his recruiting class last year wasn't all that great. Most of those dudes have already moved on. But this year's team's got great potential, as Walt Williams said. They've been in every game. Probably they should have won at Purdue. Probably should have beat Oregon, but they didn't. We got to turn should-haves, would-have, could-haves into wins. And that's all that matters. And until that happens, then we're going to sit here. Guys like PT are going to pine for somebody other than Kevin Willard because he looks at his NCAA track record, which, quite frankly, isn't all that stellar. So we all follow along together. What do you think, Nolan?
There'll be time to bury him later, if necessary.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the ride.
They lose tonight, though, I'll be running hot. Not fire Willard hot, but running hot nonetheless. How's that sound?
And it is a possibility. I mean, like I was saying yesterday, they've had some stinkers there in Evanston. That building sometimes hasn't always been too kind to the Terps.
No doubt about it.
So you never know, but I am confident.
And you can listen to Maryland win tonight here on 105.7 The Fan, tip-off at 9 o'clock. Inside Access awaits, but first, Featured Artist Friday.
Our featured artist for tomorrow, we planted the seeds, but it's none other than the star of season 7 of Celebrity Fit Club. Bobby Brown.
There we go. Man. Season 7, where he was guzzling beer after they told him to do push-ups, which I thought was awesome. And I can't wait to listen to his body of work, which I guess will include the New Edition era, too, right?
Sure, yeah. And if you were curious, he lost 11 pounds on Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Then gained it back when he went and bought a case of beer and drank it all on the way home. All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness, Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
By the way, Sebastian Bach was on that season. He lost 18 pounds.
Well, he's gained it back, bro. And then some.
As far as our sports topics here, let's see. First question, well, really, bit of a joke, but the whole Deontay Johnson debacle with him being back in the mix, even if it is kind of a formality. A texter here wants to know, if the Ravens go all the way, does Deontay get a Super Bowl ring?
No, he's not even on the roster till after the
Super
Bowl.
But he was on the roster at one point.
He's eligible to get one.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Whether they give him one, maybe he gets a hat and a T-shirt, but Super Bowl ring, I don't know about all that.
Well, he gets a cut from Houston for last week's game, playoff share.
Yeah. What if they win the Super Bowl?
Same deal.
Which they're not, but no. We'll see.
Cam Cameron got one for 2012.
Well, he was here for most of the season.
Yeah, but he was fired. But that's a little different. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, he had like 3 months of tenure in
there. He didn't quit on the team.
No, they quit on him. Yeah. I can't quit you.
Let's see. This texter here says, last week, Lamar looked like January Joe Flacco throwing that football. I feel like the Ravens can certainly beat Buffalo, even without Zay Flowers, next week if they're fortunate enough to advance. A different story.
Yeah, I mean, would it be great to have Zay? Absolutely. But do they have enough weapons to win? Yes.
I think last week was kind of all the evidence you needed. Not only are you going run heavy, they're going to be a run heavy team, of course, but I mean, they got guys that were not involved all year, actually involved in the offense with Miller. Yeah. This one from Glenn in Hamden says the Ravens, I got to do them justice here on the delivery. Glenn says the Ravens should fire John Harbaugh and bring in Dion. Wait, just kidding. Where's all the Harbaugh hate this week? That's what Glenn wants to know. They've won our last 5 games by at least 2 touchdowns. The most balanced team, more balanced than they've been all season, getting hot at the perfect time. Give Harbaugh some credit. Ravens win 31-21.
I agree with it all. I agree. Harbs deserves some credit because, you know, coaching... most of these guys have improved throughout the season. And you got to give coaching some credit there.
Howard in Baltimore says, you better believe Josh Allen is embarrassed by his last performance against the Ravens defense, and he's going to be pressing to prove that he can score more than 10 points. Howard says he thinks that pressing would lead to mistakes, some turnovers for Josh Allen. This is Buffalo's territory when it comes to choking.
Well, I'll say I don't think he really cares that much about week 4, you know, and he's not going to press because of week 4. Could he throw some picks? Sure. He hadn't thrown many, but you know what? Herbert threw more in one game than he threw the whole season.
Yeah. By the way, in case you've forgotten, Buffalo plus 24 turnover differential. So they're doing something right over there. People dismissing them like this is going to be a walk in the park. You people need to wake up and put that Kool-Aid down to decaf. Right,
it's not going
to
be 35-10.
No. Either way, by the
way. No.
Well, Chris in Annapolis will close with him. He says, Bob, you're being dismissive of the NFC with your prediction that the winner of this game, Ravens versus Bills, will
easily
win.
No,
don't do that.
That was last week, and you were right.
Where's that dump button? Hit that. No jinx here. He says, don't be dismissive of the NFC team. It's bananas to think that the Ravens or Bills would win the Super Bowl or be a lock over, say, a team like the Lions.
Didn't the Bills already beat the Lions?
Yes.
In Detroit?
Yes. Yeah, but Josh Allen doesn't care about the regular season.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I guess whatever your narrative wants to be.
Anyway, Chris just trying to step back here.
Making a bold proclamation. Isn't this dopey business all about hot takes?
Oh,
hot takes, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, hot takes.
Scream loud.
Or hot cakes. By the way, Maryland loses tonight. There'll be a lot of hot takes from this end for sure. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Inside Access coming up next. We're back tomorrow. Jamming to Bobby Brown. Featured artist Friday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Look cold, might be snowing. So be safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For now, class dismissed.